History isn't just made on battlefields or in parliamentary chambers. It's written in the intimate words exchanged between lovers, leaders, artists, and ordinary people caught in extraordinary moments. Letters capture the unfiltered humanity behind world-changing events, revealing truths that formal historical records often obscure. From ancient Egyptian pharaohs to modern political leaders, private correspondence offers us unparalleled insight into the minds of those who shaped our world. These handwritten pages contain the raw emotions, strategic calculations, and personal reflections that altered the course of human events, sometimes with a single sentence. History's most consequential romances often change nations through written correspondence. Henry VIII's pursuit of Anne Boleyn in 1528 revealed his desire, "I would you were in mine arms or I in yours." Anne's refusal to be merely a mistress drove Henry to break with Rome and establish the Church of England, a marriage that ended with her execution when she failed to produce a male heir. Catherine the Great's letters to Prince Potemkin showcase a powerful political-romantic partnership. While expanding Russia's empire, she playfully wrote, "I don't love you at all, but by what strange miracle have you managed to make yourself master of a head that was considered one of the best in Europe?" Thomas Jefferson's letter to Maria Cosway presents a dialogue between his head and heart, revealing his inner conflict. His heart argues that America's revolution succeeded through emotion. If our country had been governed by its heads instead of its hearts, where should we have been now? Hanging on a gallows. Letters between family members reveal history's most intimate bonds. When 21-year-old Princess Elizabeth faced imprisonment in the Tower of London in 1554, she wrote to her Catholic half-sister Queen Mary, pleading, "I pray to God I may die the shamefulest death that any ever died, if I may mean any such thing." Her skillful appeal worked. Though briefly imprisoned, Elizabeth survived to become England's greatest monarch. One of history's most heartbreaking family letters comes from Vilma Grunwald, written moments before being gassed at Auschwitz. After Josef Mengele selected her limping son for execution, Vilma chose to accompany him rather than remain with her husband and other son. With extraordinary composure, she wrote, "You, my only one, dearest, in isolation we are waiting for darkness. Do not blame yourself for what happened. It was our destiny." Stalin's daughter Svetlana played dictator between ages 7 and 11, issuing playful orders to her father. "I order you to show me what happens in the Central Committee, strictly confidential." Stalin indulged these games, calling her Sitanka, mistress of the house, while signing himself as Sitanka's little secretary, Stalin. The letters of history's greatest artists unveil the struggles behind their masterpieces. Michelangelo's poetic letter while painting the Sistine Chapel captures his physical torment. "My stomach squashed under my chin, my beard's pointing at heaven, my brain's crushed in a casket." Despite his achievement, he confesses with striking self-doubt, "I am not in the right place. I am not a painter." John Keats's letter to Fanny Braun embodies romantic passion. The tubercular poet, at 24, writes, "I cannot exist without you. I am forgetful of everything but seeing you again. My life seems to stop there." Too poor to marry her, their love remained unconsummated, yet his devotion was absolute. "Love is my religion. I could die for that." Mozart's letter to his cousin reveals the composer's manic exuberance, a wild stream of consciousness filled with puns and crude humor, contrasting with his later tender correspondence to his wife and revealing the complex personality behind his musical genius. History's most remarkable letters reveal extraordinary courage facing suffering and mortal danger. Actress Sarah Bernhardt announced her impending leg amputation with startling cheerfulness. "Doctor will cut off my leg next Monday, and very happy. Kisses all my heart." Her terse tone reflects her indomitable spirit. RAF Flight Lieutenant David Hughes wrote a jaunty yet poignant letter during the Battle of Britain. With remarkable understatement, he mentions becoming an ace with 6 German planes to his credit and leading 12 planes against 750 enemy aircraft in one hell of a scrap that left his plane with 150 bullet holes. Tragically, less than a month later, Hughes was shot down. His body never recovered. Novelist Fanny Burney provided an unflinching account of her mastectomy performed without anesthesia in 1811. She recounted the torturous procedure with extraordinary precision. "I felt the knife rackingly against the breastbone, scraping it." Her clinical detachment reveals remarkable stoicism and an era before modern medicine. Some of history's most chilling letters reveal the casual brutality of absolute power. Vladimir Lenin's letter to the Bolsheviks of Penza ordered public executions. "Hang, and make sure that the hanging takes place in full view of the people, no fewer than 100 known kulaks." His postscript, "Find some truly hard people," exposes the calculated terror at Bolshevism's core. During the Great Terror, Stalin normalized murder by referring to victims as bourgeois puppies of Trotsky. By circulating false confessions obtained through torture, Stalin created shared complicity and manipulated his inner circle to believe in conspiracies that justified the purges. In contrast, Yugoslav leader Josip Broz Tito sent Stalin an audacious threat after surviving multiple assassination attempts. "Stop sending people to kill me." His counter-threat, "I'll send a very fast-working one to Moscow, and I certainly won't have to send another," reportedly terrified even Stalin, who kept the letter in his personal safe. Some of history's most moving letters were written by those facing mortality. Leonard Cohen's farewell to his muse Marion Illen demonstrates this perfectly. When she was dying in 2016, Cohen wrote a 7-sentence letter acknowledging their shared mortality. "I'm just a little behind you, close enough to take your hand." He affirms, "I've never forgotten your love and your beauty." Cohen himself died just months later. Churchill's letter to his wife as he prepared for the trenches after his political demotion following Gallipoli combines pragmatism with devotion. With vulnerability, he consoles her. "Death is only an incident, and not the most important which happens to us in this state of being." Emperor Hadrian crafted one of history's most elegant goodbyes. This gifted ruler composed a whimsical farewell to his departing soul. "Little soul, little wanderer, little charmer, body's guest and companion, to what places will you set out for now? To darkling, cold, and gloomy ones, and you won't make your usual jokes." These intimate letters reveal history not as abstract events, but as lived experience. Their words, preserved across centuries, remind us that real people's private thoughts shaped our world. In an age of ephemeral digital communication, these handwritten pages demonstrate the enduring power of words committed to paper during moments of crisis and transformation.